Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, while the world has been paying attention to Ukraine and Syria and Iraq and Libya, quite rightly, there's been a tense political standoff in Pakistan for the last 3 weeks. A powerful and popular opposition leader and his followers demanding the resignation of the prime minister. Former cricket star Imran Khan's Movement for Justice Party has been leading street demonstrations demanding that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif get out of power. They're accusing Sharif of rigging the country's most recent elections. Meanwhile, three people have been killed, hundreds wounded in Islamabad protests. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters this past weekend. And it's a familiar role for Pakistan's military, too, stepping in as intermediary and also as politically powerful pressure group and maybe guardian of the state. Akhil Shah is the author of The Army and Democracy, Military Politics in Pakistan. He's currently a visiting assistant professor of government at Dartmouth. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Describe this particular moment for Pakistani democracy, please.
So we are at a critical juncture where in 2013, Pakistan had its first peaceful transfer of power from one civilian government that had completed its tenure in office to another. And so this was quite a landmark in Pakistan's history, given its record of mostly military government, frequent coups, and unstable civilian governments. So there's been a cycling between civilian and military leaders. At this point in time, Pakistan is on that kind of the cusp of a democratic transition where I think a second transfer of power would really signal the institutionalization of the democratic process. And so the protests led by Imran Khan and the cleric Tahir al-Qadri, which are widely seen as instigated and supported by the military, have put significant pressure on the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. And put in question, or they're trying to put in question the legitimacy of the whole electoral exercise in May 2013 by claiming that it was rigged, systematically rigged, and that Imran Khan believes that he was deprived of a victory.
Now, the military, we should say, has denied any involvement in the protests or in pressuring the Nawaz Sharif government. We should say that. But there is a long tradition in Pakistan of army influence and sort of a guardian of the state role when politicians swirl in their fights. A lot of people have seen the military as sort of the keeper of the castle there.
Well, that's part of the military self-image. And yes, there are sections of the media as well as civil society that see the military as a guarantor of stability. But by and large, over the last 10 years, there is an evolving consensus that the military should really not have anything to do with politics. And that consensus is shared by most political parties as well as civil society, influential sections of civil society. But the military continues to see itself as kind of the guardian of the national interest that it defines itself. And any instability or a civilian government that challenges its authority is a threat to the military's role or self-perceived role of guardian.
Well, certainly over the last 10 to 15 years, the United States has had an intimate interest in who's in power in Pakistan. And this goes back to, of course, 9/11 and even a little bit before with al-Qaeda elements, Taliban elements getting refuge, including Osama bin Laden, in Pakistan. What's the United States' preference here? Are we solid backers of the Sharif government? What has the United States said about its preference for an outcome?
So the U.S. Statements indicate at least that Washington is supporting the democratic process in Pakistan. The State Department has urged all parties to resolve their political differences without resort to violence. But it's not clear how solid this support is. So the United States has a history of backing military dictators even before General Pervez Musharraf during the Cold War, during the covert CIA anti-Soviet jihad in Afghanistan, and then after 9/11. So there isn't really a consistent policy supporting democracy. It's mostly about strategic interests and political expediency. And I wouldn't be surprised if the United States did not go, you know, the whole hog to support a civilian government.
Strategic interest and political expediency, perhaps the order of the day In Pakistan, as protests for the last 3 weeks rage between the government and opposition parties, Akhil Shah, author of The Army and Democracy, Military Politics in Pakistan, visiting professor at Dartmouth. Thank you.
Thank you.